This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Matthew from Monroe is. Matthew, are you there?
I am. Happy 2026, everybody.
Happy 2026 to you. All right, Steve, Matt's ready to go, so you better get out.
Robot.
For those playing along at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Garnet is the birthstone of what month?
January.
Correct. What color was Moby Dick?
White whale.
Yes. What is the traditional garnish for a Shirley Temple?
Shirley Temple. Hey, a maraschino cherry.
Yes. On which continent will you find the Atlas Mountains?
Atlas continent. Asia.
No.
North America.
No.
Europe.
No. Which car restoration show did rapper Xzibit host on MTV?
My Ride.
No.
Tip of my ride.
Yeah, there it is. How many Despicable Me movies are there in the franchise?
4, 5, 6.
4, yes. In what organ of the human body will you find the renal pelvis?
The exit organ.
No.
No. Pancreas.
No.
Liver.
No. On which Hawaiian island will you find the road to Hana?
Oahu.
No.
Hawaii.
No.
Kauai.
No. Known as the Little Old Band from Texas, which trio holds the record for longest running group with no lineup changes?
ZZ Top.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct. Very well done, Matthew.
The renal.
You got very excited for
yes.
That. Wow.
I mean, I really love that band. Don't say it out loud.
I won't.
Steve's back. Welcome back, Steve.
It's good to be back.
You have one win. Are you ready again? Yeah. Garnet is the birthstone of what month?
Let's go January.
That's the one. What color was Moby Dick?
White?
Yes. What is the traditional garnish for a Shirley Temple?
What's that? Little stuff. Lemon?
No.
Strawberry?
No.
Broccoli?
No. On which continent will you find the Atlas Mountains?
Africa.
Yes. Which car restoration show did rapper Xzibit host on MTV?
Oh, Pimp My Ride.
Yeah. How many
love that show.
Despicable Me movies are there in the franchise?
Are there 4?
There are. In what organ of the human body will you find the renal pelvis?
That would be the butt.
No.
Why?
Jesus.
Because it rhymes with meanal. The abdomen?
No.
The torso?
No. On which Hawaiian island will you find the road to Hana?
That is Maui.
It is. Known as the Little Old Band from Texas, which trio holds the record for longest running group with no lineup changes?
Dixie Chicks.
No.
From Texas. I don't know. Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
No.
Brooks and Dunn.
No.
And Bob.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct. And Steve Miggs, that is your first tie of the year. Six to six. Nice work, Matthew.
It was fair.
It was fair.
Yeah. Fair to mid.
The traditional garnish for a Shirley Temple, our friend knew that it is the cherry. The organ of the human body where you will find the renal pelvis is the kidney. That's the part of the kidney that collects your urine.
You both said butt, by the way.
Oh, yeah, renal.
And the Little Old Band from Texas.
Rectal and anal put together.
Oh, my renal. God. The Little Old Band from Texas. That would be ZZ Top.
Oh.
Oh, oh,
oh. No, no, no. Well, they're still touring, but one of the guys is no longer with us.
Well, they still hold the record for the longest running group with no lineup changes. They did that for like 50 years or something.
Crazy.
Like that. I know. It's insane. Congratulations on a tie.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Beat Miggs will happen live and in person at Live Night. And the theme this year is Yachty and Naughty. And it's going to be going down at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. The brand new ballroom is up and running Friday, February 13th. And those tickets are on sale now at KISW.com. So join us for Live Night, presented by Pinky's Plumbing. And just maybe you can play Beat Miggs in front of the crowd. We are back from our holiday break, but I've got to tell you guys, the day that that break began, I almost kicked things off with a car wreck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
Well, let me take you back to our company holiday party where I won a 65-inch flat-screen TV, right?
Did you ever get it?
I tried to get it. So I drove myself to Video Only in Linwood where I was going to go pick it up.
Wait, so they didn't just give you the TV?
No, I have to go pick it up from the place. So it's at Video Only in Linwood. They give me the names of the guys, got to go, you know, give them my ID. It's all set up.
Right.
So I pull up to Video Only and I notice that the very first spot right in front of the store is wide open. And I'm thinking, wow, this is so convenient. I will pull right up here and they don't have to walk the TV very far out to my car. Well, I also realized that I had a bunch of Barrett's crap in the back seat, so I needed to reach back there and clear it so that I could put down the seats and make room for this TV. As I reached back, I realized that I had my car in that, like, brake hold. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you have this on your car? Where my car was not in park. It was still in drive, but because I had braked all the way, the car isn't moving. So it just keeps your car still, basically.
Oh, okay.
So when I reached backwards.
So you don't have the set, because I know on my car, like, you could have the setting where it'll just, like, stop on a dime, or it'll, like, do old school, like, it kind of rolls.
Yes. So this makes sure that you don't roll.
Oh, see, right? I like the roll.
See, I like the roll. I disengaged this feature.
Many
because
ways.
When I reached back, I pushed the gas down. And all of a sudden, I feel my entire car go boom up onto the curb. And I'm like, I'm not even realizing what's happening. I'm like, what the hell is this? I slam on my brakes and I almost smashed into the concrete bollards that are right in front of Video Only to protect it from being a smash and grab situation.
Oh my gosh.
And there were two people standing on the
sidewalk.
You could
have hurt somebody really bad.
I know, Steve.
Like, I'm glad, like, of course you, I'm glad you're not hurt, but this could have been like, imagine Danny if we were like at home and I text Danny like, dude, turn on King 5 News right now.
So then, no, it gets even better though, because I don't know if you guys would remember what I was wearing to work 2 weeks ago, but I was wearing my Seahawks Santa hat and my Seahawks Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
So I'm like looking as festive as you could possibly be. And I'm like, I can't just pull backwards into this spot and go in. I have to get out of here. I have to drive away. There's people inside the store looking through the window like, what is with this lady? I got in my car and drove away.
So you didn't even go in and get the TV?
No.
I can't give you a hard time about that because there have been times where I've been like, I'm just so embarrassed. I'm just not going to go in there and I'm just going to do it another day because of whatever. Maybe I tripped or whatever it might be. I respect that. Have you since then gone to get it?
I'm going to go this week, I think.
Are you going to change like your hair?
My mom's like, just drive around the block and go back. I'm like, Mom, I look like Seahawks Santa Claus. I am going to be recognized
as the
lady.
Off.
I know, but then my hair was going to be all messed up. You know, it was a whole thing.
Yeah, but you're going to get a free TV.
Well, I didn't go for the last 2 weeks.
So what you're saying is if I go there today and say that,
say
the TV,
that you're me.
I'm Taryn Daly. Don't make fun of me. I know it's a women's name, but that's what I was born with. Give also, me my TV.
Also, I feel like that's what happens to, like, you know, 85-year-old
yes.
people when they get the keys taken away.
Yes.
But I have since disengaged the brake hold feature on my Kia because obviously I cannot be trusted with that feature.
I did not like that feature at all. Like, I like my car to still feel like the cars that I've driven over my entire life. I get that maybe that's a better way to go, but it's just, I'm just so used to being like, to have that role that it was just unnerving to me when like my car would just like stop and then
yeah.
like, it's like, hey, if I just, you know, if you lighten up a little bit, it'll still keep rolling.
Oh my gosh. It was, yeah, it was one of the most humiliating things I've done in a very long time. And I'm very grateful that it wasn't worse because it could have been really bad.
Yeah.
Have you had any close calls with your car?
Thankfully, I have that feature now where like when I'm backing up, it goes boop, boop. So I know, like there was one time where I remember I was like, my old car, and I thought I did have the brake engaged. Like I thought I put it in park. And I was backing up to a spot, and then I like let go of the brake because I thought I was in park, and it just kept rolling back, and it hit the back of the wall. No damage was done,
oh,
but
no.
It was like that jarring moment where my car just hits the back of a wall, hits the wall in a parking lot, and I was like, I'm such a freaking idiot. Thankfully, I wasn't going anywhere. Nobody saw it happen. It was just me. Maybe it was on surveillance cameras, but that was it.
Oh, I hope it is on a surveillance camera. Yours and mine both.
I hope you go into video only, and they have like a picture of you.
Yeah.
Like, you're finally here.
Oh my God. I have replayed that in my mind so many times since it happened.
What if you never get the TV because you're just so embarrassed?
I might not, honestly. What if they do remember me? What if they're listening to the show right now?
There's a very good chance that the sign is going to be the same employees there when you go.
I hope not. And I also hope that the same people that were on the curb looking at me in terror are not there either.
I'm just glad you didn't hit anybody.
I know. It could have been a lot worse. There were people on the curb.
Dave, have you ever inadvertently hit something with your car?
No, well, I mean, yeah, actually it was, what, 3 months into my getting my new car, and I was at the gym, and I was, like, having an off day, and I was just like, I shouldn't go to the gym, but I decided to go to the gym, and I'm pulling out, and I hit, like, I was paying attention to try not to hit the car next to me.
Yeah.
But instead, I, like, pulled in and hit the front of my car into one of the stone pillars.
Oh.
And so it's still, you can still see it on my car. On, like, the front tire well, there's that big, like, dent
yes.
in it. Yeah.
That's how it happened?
Yeah, I just hit it into
gosh.
That. And I was, like, so angry. Like, I, like, literally cussed out myself. Because I was like, this
why
is
so stupid?
This is only me. Like, there was no one else. I should have just been paying more attention. I shouldn't have gone to the gym. That's what it is.
That's always the answer. Just don't go. So Taryn really wanted the TV so bad that she made the TV store a drive-thru. Another person says, I don't think you're going to be able to fit that into your Kia SUV. The size of the box might not fit.
I got to bring
well,
a truck
now? They said 75
now?
Inch, but you're getting a 65.
65.
But I don't know.
I hope so.
Yeah.
There's only one way to find out. I got to drive there today,
yes.
put it into park,
yes.
turn the car off,
yes.
and then exit the vehicle.
All those dumb functions that you're referring to, they're there for safety.
Apparently, it didn't work for me.
Make people lazy.
Oh, no.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a former Seahawks player that intentionally cursed while on ESPN during the Hawks game, and people online are, of course, already losing it over what he said. So what did come out of his mouth? Mm. We will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Marshawn Lynch, Beast Mode, was on the Manning cast during the Hawks game this past Saturday, and they made it very clear to him that he needed to not curse.
Had you on the show in season one, and we forgot to tell you that you cannot use profanities on air. So Marshawn, can you please promise not to curse tonight, unless, of course, you're cursing.
First of all, have they ever watched the Get Got podcast on YouTube where like they have to bleep? I mean, you know, Mike Robb has no problem keeping it clean. Their guests have no problem keeping it clean. And then Marshawn Lynch has bleeped like every other word.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're cursing at Peyton. We all agree that is totally fine if you do that.
Well, you know, I was about to, that was one of the first things I was going to ask y'all was how much was that fine last time? Because I know they hit y'all with it.
Mention, no. Eli had to pay it, so it's all good, Marshawn.
It's all good. Well worth it. Well worth it.
You know, just to get things on the up and up, let's just get it started, get it out there.
Jeez.
All right, now we got it out the way. We got it out the way. Now we can, all right, let's get into it. How y'all doing, man?
How are you all doing? Well, we're fined again. Thanks a lot.
Is it a fine per curse or is it a fine for cursing?
Fine? No, we're fined, Marshawn.
Many people, of course, have felt the urge to share their thoughts on social media, so let's go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of those comments, and we figured who better to read these comments about Marshawn Lynch than...
Marshawn Lynch?
No.
Oh. Marshawn Lynch's mom?
No. There's other people involved in this story.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah! We got robot Peyton Manning to read these comments about Marshawn Lynch and his bad mouth. Are you ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I hate the Seahawks, and I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Ugh. I actually was from Peyton Manning.
That sounded very much like him.
It is so crazy to see how many people are changing their thoughts about the Seahawks, and I'm all for it. I've been loving watching like these national media types talk about the Seahawks like as if they didn't, you know.
Never doubted them.
Right. If it wasn't like a few months ago saying how they were going to be in last place or eventually it's going to catch up to them or this, that, and the other thing. And here we are at 14-3 on the season. First place in the NFC. Got a first round bye. It's pretty amazing.
It's good to be a Seahawk.
And I agree with that person. I think they're, I feel like they could make it to the Super Bowl.
Deep breaths.
Could it be our year?
I think it could be.
Maybe we were wrong. It wasn't the Mariners that we were talking about this whole time. It was the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Having Marshawn on with no delay is wild.
Yes. I think at that point, you just got to be okay with people cursing.
Yeah.
And it's on cable. I think they might have to answer to some sponsors, but I don't think it's not like they're going to get in trouble with the FCC.
But look how much it continued to be talked about for days afterwards. Like, no PR is bad PR.
Well, then Marshawn's doing the Lord's work.
He used to be there, so he didn't get fined. Now he's there to make sure Eli Manning gets fined.
You know, I always forget about that time in our sports fandom where we get to watch Marshawn Lynch in a press conference before the Super Bowl do this.
I'm here so I won't get fined. 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 I'm just here so I won't get fined.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
I have to say, we were out over the weekend watching the game, and one of our friends doesn't live here, and she saw the Beacon Plumbing commercial with him, and she goes, does he own the company? I'm like, pretty much at this point. I mean,
they might have to pay him enough that he could buy the company. Those are some of the best commercials.
So great. He's a treat.
L actually wonder if Marshawn can speak without cursing. This sets a bad example and demonstrates a lack of decorum, unless it was staged. If it was staged, what does it say about our culture? I don't like that profanity and obscenity has become more mainstream.
Cry me a river.
Let me check with our coach, Mike McDonald.
Bro, I really don't care.
Yeah, same here.
Nerd. Let him rip, Marshawn.
And I think it was staged.
Sure.
He's not. Maybe the first time he cursed, I don't think that was staged. But I think this time around, they're like, look, we're not really going to get in trouble. Let's have some fun with it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The fact that he dropped the S word and the F word back to back was rather aggressive.
It was great.
To be fair, he never agreed to the promise.
That is true.
Yeah.
They asked him to promise. He never said he would.
He signed nothing.
Marshawn makes everything a little better. This man single-handedly saved Skittles from going bankrupt.
Did he really? Or is that just a joke? I mean, he definitely helped Skittles when it came. Like, once he started embracing Skittles, it felt like during that time, which is like over 10 years ago, Skittles was everywhere.
I was personally eating more Skittles during that time than I normally would.
Do you remember when was it Blue Max Meats, the great meat shop in the South End? They made the Skittles-infused sausages.
No.
You don't remember those?
No, that's awesome.
I remember getting one when we watched the Super Bowl in my house the year that they did win the Super Bowl, and I got that sausage links. And it was actually really good.
Oh, I would try that for sure. A little salty, a little sweet.
Well, maybe I'll make it again.
Oh, that'd be great.
My kids are huge fans of Eli and Peyton, and they wanted to watch tonight's game on this broadcast. We were in genuine shock to hear Marshawn cursing. My kids are upset after hearing this. We will be suing.
Okay, now I think we're just making this up. I think that person is being sarcastic.
I hope so. That's funny.
Real classy, my 10-month-old won't stop saying shit. Thanks, ESPN.
Yeah, same with Tatum. She's been saying those curse words ever since Marshawn.
Potty mouth, yeah. Tatum.
The Daily Mix Show.
We would love to invite you out for Live Night presented by Pinky's Plumbing, and it's happening at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel on Friday, February 13th. We will be doing our show completely live in front of an audience. The men's room will be doing it as well. The sound effects, the music, all of it. Grab your tickets and meet us there. KISW.com. We know that many of you are just waking up, trying to keep up on what's going on in the world of pop culture. And that is a tall order considering how busy a place it truly is. So we've broken it all down for you, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
It is official. The Las Vegas Raiders have officially parted ways with head coach Pete Carroll after a really rough season.
I saw their press release saying that they just feel like they need to go with an older, more mature coach. So
he will turn 75 this year. He is no spring chicken.
Yeah, thanks.
He could have just exited gracefully.
I feel like the season aged the poor man. Oh. This was a tough go for the guy.
But good news, the team does have the number one overall pick in the 2026 draft. So, you know, there's some silver lining in all of this.
Yeah, but there's a lot to fix on that team. I don't know if it was necessary. I mean, look, I'm not a Raiders fan, but I definitely had a little bit more of an interest in the team.
Sure.
Because Pete Carroll was there, Geno Smith, and neither one worked out very well for them. Even Tyler Lockett, he posted something that just said, go Raiders after they won their game. And I'm like, I'm not even reading the comments. I can't imagine that they're any good. But, I mean, it just seems like no matter how good of a coach Pete Carroll can be, if you don't have a good team.
What, did they win 3 games?
Yeah, they were bad.
That's real bad.
Yeah. But they got the number one pick. So, I mean, you know what? If you're not going to win the Super Bowl, you might as well get the number one pick and get a franchise quarterback and start fresh.
Yes, that's a positive way of spinning it all.
Yes. Speaking of football, did you happen to catch the Steelers game last night?
Yes.
The Steelers-Ravens game, which was... My heart is still racing. I had no interest in either team. The only reason why I was watching, I was like, oh, you know what? Miles and Thrill, they love the Ravens.
Yeah.
So I'll watch the game and kind of cheer them on. And it was like in the last 5 minutes, I went from Miles and Thrill are going to be very pissed tomorrow morning. Oh, they're going to be so fired up tomorrow. Oh, they're going to be so pissed. The score kept going back and forth. Touchdowns were being thrown. It was just a bonkers game.
It was a roller coaster of emotions, for sure.
And then what, the Steelers, then Aaron Rodgers throws a touchdown pass because one of the players on the Ravens trips right when the play starts. Just throws the perfect pass to his guy. Touchdown. They go for the extra point. The kicker misses the extra points. Now they're only up by 2 points. And you're like, well, there's still time on the clock.
Plenty.
Next thing you know, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens march down the field, and they're in like a perfect situation to hit a field goal, an easy field goal to win the game because the extra point. So now they only have to get, you know, they only needed the 3 points to win the game, and then this happened.
The final play of the regular season.
position for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Unreal.
That poor kicker.
Dude. Well, first, I'm watching, like, they show footage of the Steelers kicker, and I'm like, oh, boy, this poor guy. Like, they need to not, maybe he shouldn't go back to the locker room, because I'm like, I'm pretty sure Aaron Rodgers is going to murder this man. Like, he's holding his helmet, and then
it got worse for the other kicker.
I know, just when we think we were complaining about Jason Myers' performance during Saturday night's game, I'm like, I'm fine with Jason Myers not having a great game. He didn't cost us the game.
No, that was unreal.
That was just, and also, I don't know if you watched the game.
So, I did.
Okay, so right before he kicked the field goal, they purposely ran a play to get them in field position so he was more in the center of the field to kick the field goal. But that meant that they had to, like, kind of shift where they were more to the right, and then he ended up kicking the ball wide right. Had they not done that, I mean, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
But if they kept the ball where it was originally going to be and didn't make all that effort to center it up.
Probably would have drilled it.
It would have been perfect. That was just so crazy.
Well, speaking of perfect, the Seahawks have had a nearly perfect season. But we are so excited about the end of that 49ers game. We crushed them 13-3. And when I say crushed, it wasn't like the most exciting game in the world. It wasn't the most high-scoring game in the world. But it felt like we just dominated from every angle.
I know. Mine's a couple of, like, mishaps in the red zone. Like, it was a weird game because it just felt like we did have total control of that game. But the score didn't show it.
Number one seed. And that means so much to us. After the game in the press conference, Mike McDonald was super fired up about things.
I'm really proud of our team. I'm really proud of, I mean, you can hear them in there. They love each other, man. It is so much fun to go to work every day and to coach this team. It is an absolute honor to coach these guys. I just talked to AD on the plane. I was like, I don't want this to end. Like, I just want to, you know, ultimately the season's going to end at some point, but I just want to keep going. I want to do it every, I mean, it's just, every day has just been a massive blessing. I love these guys.
I'm just picturing Mike McDonald during, like, the offseason. Like, he's like, Leonard Williams, like, dude, we're not playing anymore. I'm not coming over to hang out with you right now.
Quit texting me. Lose my number.
Speaking of press conferences, did you catch George Kittle after the game?
No.
See, I'm a fan of George Kittle.
I am too.
I mean, maybe it's because he likes wrestling and he goes to WrestleMania and he's always, like, showing up in wrestling shirts.
It's always wrestling.
It is. And he's got sweet hair. But, like, he just seems like such, like, a real dude. So, like, some reporter is trying to create some kind of, like, you know, drama because the Seahawks players are smoking cigars and celebrating in their locker room, which they should. Mm-hmm. They just clinched first place and they don't have to even play next week and all that good stuff. And so they try to, like, see what kind of, like, you know, drama they could create with George Kittle. And he kind of shut it down pretty quick and it was awesome.
They're celebrating in their locker room, smoking cigars and dancing.
Cool.
Do you take offense to it, or are you just saying you take your medicine because of what they did?
I would do the same shit. Yeah, I mean, what? They won the division. They got the one seed. They won in a rival stadium. Good for them.
Yeah. I love his part.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, yeah, bro.
Good story, buddy.
Good for them.
Oh, my goodness. There is a Disney World employee recovering after he got nailed
by
a runaway boulder at the park's Indiana Jones stunt
show. Did you see this?
Yes. And
Danny, did you see this? Oh, my. I'm glad he's going to be okay. But it is gnarly what happened
and
to this guy.
It looked like he was trying to stop that boulder from hitting people in the audience, which is, like, you know, pretty wild to put yourself in that situation at all. But this is a recording from someone that was in the audience and witnessed what had happened.
Look over there, Ray. That's coming right for us.
He literally saved our lives.
That guy.
So this wasn't the Indiana Jones ride.
No.
But this was, like, they do, like, a play or a performance. Yeah. And this boulder, which I think is, like, 400 pounds, was bouncing and heading straight to the crowd. And this guy who works for, who deserves, like, he deserves all the raises. He deserves whatever they can give this guy. Cause he definitely, it could have been a lot worse. It's going towards the crowd. And maybe he didn't realize how heavy this thing was. And he's like, I'll get in the way of it. And it just nails him. And he goes just flying down.
Oh my God. I know for a fact that you would not stand in front of a boulder if it was coming toward Danny and I.
There's not a chance in hell. Because I'd be too busy getting my phone out to be like, this is going to be hilarious. I wouldn't have thought, in all fairness, I would have thought that this thing wasn't that heavy.
Right.
I just would have assumed, like, it was, like, you know, just, like, maybe, like, 20 pounds or something like that. I didn't realize it was,
like, pretty real.
Like, a couple hundred pounds. I think I've read 400. Maybe I'm wrong with that, but I'm pretty sure I read that the ball was rather heavy.
He's a true hero.
400 pounds.
Did you see the footage now?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
It's insane.
poor guy.
You ever been to that show before, too? It's kind of one of those, like, it's crazy. Like, it's a fun show, but they, like, pull people down on stage to, like, be part of the show and everything. And I'm like, they probably need to fix that.
Well, after this story, I will never see that show, Danny.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you have what it takes to beat Steve Migs his first day back as the star of the show? Do you think they can?
Good for them.
Do you think that somebody can take you down, Steve? So far, you have one win. Mm-hmm. You have one tie. Maybe we could make it a trifecta and someone can take you down.
Cool.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you believe that you can beat Migs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.